And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I'm not mucking about this week.
No, not.
I've been promising to play this song for ages, Tony. This is the brilliant Swedish punk rockers that are TVI. This is Banana. That's TVI, Tone.
Nice.
That is nice, and it's on the album Nice People, so perfect wordage.
Thank you very much.
Perfect wordage there. I have got a word of the week of sorts, but it's only one that I came up with. It's nothing to do with what we normally do, but it's something that occurred to me when I was staying down in Devon last week, in a town that's barely a town. It's really a very large village, and I did christen it a townage.
Nice.
So if you want to describe a very small town or a very large village, call it a townage. Saves time. People will soon know about it. That's all I've got there. What I want to know is, Tony, what is TVI's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TVI?
No, MySpace.com/TVI Punk. That's the eighth or ninth time I've asked this. Paulie B. Internet 1, Tony Neil. I'm being very efficient this week because I'm not fucking about. We've played loads of songs off this album, but it's all right. There's 31 of the fuckers. So just buy it. Go to their MySpace page, myspace.com/TVI Punk, and get involved, lovely people. I've got a little... Did I just say you're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us?
Don't think so.
I have now. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
I have some additional material regarding dogging in the forest. If you were listening over the last few weeks, you'll know that we had an idea that there should be a Punky Radio cocktail in it. Rather than being called something like sex on the beach or a slow screw against the wall, which frankly neither of us could handle at our late age, the only thing that we could come up with was dogging in the forest. We did have a perfect ingredients for said cocktail from Bill from New York. I wanted to know what Frangelico was. Bill has sent us back. Paulie B and Tony, just listen to this week's Punky. Frangelico is a hazelnut liqueur. Or liquor, it says, I imagine a cure. Used in a few mixed drinks, frequently ordered mostly by women. But I think mixing it with tequila would make it a considerably less girly drink. Was not a typo, 1.5 parts tequila. Should be similar to a strong margarita in content. Glad you like the drink. Let me know if anyone actually tries it. I'm fairly certain first attempts may well produce vomit.
Bite.
Rather like a night out with me. Speak to you soon. Bill, New York. P.S. Punky, not quite as good as Punky, but still good. There you go, man. That's all right, isn't it?
I'll take that.
Have you got anything to add to that?
I do. I've had another email from the Grinch, who's emailed through a green one, who says, "Dogging in the forest. Here's my wife's recipe for said drink. We figured it should be green to go with the forest theme. What you need is one beer mug, one shot glass, beer, lime vodka, and orange juice." And he says, instructions, fill shot glass with lime vodka, place the shot glass in the bottom of the beer mug, pour in OJ around the shot glass and up to the lip, being careful not to go over the shot glass. Top off with beer, being careful only to pour the beer in the OJ and not the vodka. And he's attached a photo as well. Should look like the attached photo. It's all the best.
I would like to see the attached photo.
I'll forward it. This is all the best, Timo the Grinch. There you go.
Well, I think that photo should go on our MySpace page.
Okay, it's very small, but it looks lethal.
Yeah, but and in our on the Facebook Punky group, stick a photo in there, mate.
Okay,
that would be great, and then we can all see it, can't we? So bills is the kind of thing you could actually ask for.
Yeah.
I think what we've got here is we've got a public dogging in the forest and a private dogging in the forest. I'm not sure I like the idea of combining orange juice and beer. Does he mean lager?
I think lager. Judging by the picture, it's too light to be beer. It must be lager. And he's right. From Germany, so it probably is.
Yeah, so he's used to drinking mental stuff.
No, I think yeah, their beer is typically lager, isn't it? Or
yes. Yeah. Oh well, look, hey, I've changed my mind. Let's make the Grinch's one the European doggy in the forest. And Bill's one, the worldwide dogging in the forest, as consumed in cocktail bars and airport lounges, no doubt around the world, as long as they stock Frangelico. But for within Europe, we go with the Grinch's one of lime, vodka, orange juice and lager.
Yeah.
That would seem fair enough, wouldn't it?
Yeah, sounds nice. Yeah, why not?
Here's a girl who I'd like to go dogging in the forest with. This is a band called Kitty in a Casket from Austria. They love this sort of shit. Played a couple of tracks by them. Found this one. This is very modern psychobilly, I'd say. Girl-fronted modern psychobilly. What do I know, Tony? What is Kitty in a Casket's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Kitty in the Casket.
It is. It's Tony Wong, Pauly B in the internet. One, and this is a little slice of horrorbilly from the album Horror Express. This is Bride of the Monster. I interviewed her in Spain.
Nice.
Very, very nice girl. Very good band. Hope you've enjoyed them, and they are playing in and around the European area, I imagine, quite a lot. best thing to do is go to their MySpace page, myspace.com/kickingthecasket, and find out more. You listen to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Quite nice that that goes with Bride of the Monster, Cemetery Surfers, like would have done there. Have you got any podcasts, any comments, Tony?
I do. So, thank you all for your comments so far. It's early in the new month, so if you haven't voted for us so far this month, please do. Easy way to do that is to go to funkyradio.com at the top of the screen. It's important, please vote for his link, hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because I'll read them out. And here are the top five for this week. August vote, Goopa Goopa. Guys, first off, apologies for not getting the vote in the past couple of times. It's been a whirlwind summer. Congratulations on your 5th anniversary. Too funny, July 27th was the wife and my 25th wedding anniversary. Now, had she listened to any of the Punky shows with me, probably wouldn't have made it. Anyway, really digging the news on Bean and stuff. I'll be making a purchase from their website soon. Really liked Kitty in the Casket too. Nice. Jim likes the girl bands. Go figure. Saw an awesome show here in Springfield, Illinois. 9 bands headlined by Avenged Sevenfold. I really liked My Darkest Days. Check out their hit Porn Star Dancing on their website. Also really enjoyed Hailstorm, lead singer Lizzie, and Sick Puppies bassist Emma. Saw Chevelle and Shinedown Sunday night.
I see a pattern developing here.
Yeah. Saw Chevelle and Shinedown Sunday night at Illinois State Fair. Another great show. And finally all caught up again with my Punky podcast. Woohoo! Plan on keeping up to date. Now that I've figured out how to download them directly to my phone, it'll be a Tuesday morning commute ritual. Just need to keep from laughing too hard or bopping myself off the highway. The new Dragster tune played in the last show will be my favourite for that week, although you guys never play anything bad. Looking forward to the next show, or should I say, always looking. A poog a poog, Jim C.
Jim Canamella, thank you very much, Jim. I'm glad you've been enjoying the girl bands. Yes, I'm amazed you've managed to get to a 25th wedding anniversary as well, the way you lech at women. I did get a message from Jim, actually, saying that the girls in Hooters in Springfield, Illinois, were still talking about me.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. It's nice to know I'm not forgettable somewhere.
Punky, still the best dog walking podcast available. Keep it up, Tony and Paul. From PW Powell. Thank you.
Thank you, PW. Oh, that's Phil.
Is
Hello,
it?
Phil. Okay. I'm glad you're still listening to us while you're walking the dog. I nice. Don't know what he cares when he's walking the dog.
Punky rolls.
Oh, Tony, actually,
yeah?
Phil's been in touch as well to say that he would like us to do some Punky Radio hosting of a charity night in Club 85, and I obviously told him no, we wouldn't do that. It's a ridiculous idea. But I thought I'd keep you in the loop because I might do it myself. And he said he was interested in maybe you coming down with a band.
Okay.
We'll make it work something out, eh?
Whichever band I'll be in at that point. But yeah, there'll always be a band somewhere.
But we can maybe do something. It all depends on the dates. It'll most likely be a weekend, so I won't be able to do it. But we'll see anyway.
Okay. Yeah,
but thank you, Phil, and we'll be in touch.
Cheers. Punky rules. Punky is by far the best podcast, uniting fans and bands, and generally make a little wee come out when they're chatting. Rock on, lads. Russ, all the barroom heroes. Crow, from Zombie Something.
Crow?
It says Crow at the end of it.
K-R-O?
C-R-O.
Oh.
Not sure about that. Email address is Zombie Something. That wouldn't be Crow.
Surely that can't be the elusive Crow of Detroit, Michigan.
No.
Who I saw all those years ago.
I'll
have to research that. If it's who I think it is, hello, Crow, my very good friend. I've missed you.
There's no. Suck it. I'm voting whilst listening to Tony and Steph's episode. I missed Paul, but it's a valiant effort, and Steph's voice is sexier than Paul and Tony's voices combined.
That is true. She's a little mixed.
This is true. Oh, and please never play Taken by the Tide again, or very infrequently. Please. That's from Mark. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Yeah, cool. Actually, Tony, you know, yeah, Mark, first of all, I'll have to take your word for it because I can't remember the names of the bands that Tony played on the show, so I can't remember which order they were in. But yeah, if you don't like one of them, fuck it, you've got 5 years worth of stuff you do like. And I was thinking the other day, I was watching Frasier,
All right, okay.
And Steph reminds me a little bit of Roz.
Okay. Yeah? His producer?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the hot one.
Fair enough. And finally, Tony flies solo. Well, nearly. Mr. Tony, congratulations on your solo show last week. Without that other bloke, and at least we know now that the love of Steph is real. Always voting Mark the patron saint. Thanks, Mark. You're right, of
course. Well, Mark, we knew she was real. We just weren't sure whether she really did live with you.
Maybe the audience just doubted me.
Perhaps you do just bring that on yourself.
Tony,
I'm watching highlights of England v Pakistan, the latest 2020. And regardless of whether Pakistan fix every match or not, I'm coming to the conclusion they might just be shit. They're 55 for 6 after 14 overs. This is another appalling display of uselessness. Sorry.
So, that's it for Podcast Alley. It's the end.
Well, beautifully read, my friend, and please do keep the votes coming in. You know, you got the best part of a whole month. Let's get stuck in. Keep up that chart. And don't forget to tell us the songs you like the best on the show via your comment with your vote. It's a good way for us to make sure we keep playing the right stuff and not let people down. I've got another song for you now, Tony.
Okay.
The Kirks, Enemies. The Kirks and a track called Enemies, Tony.
Cool.
From their album Agroculture, out on TNS Records. Played a couple of things off there now. May play one more song of it. Don't know. One of the many great bands on the TNS label. Hello to Bev and Andy. You continue to do a fabulous job. What I know is, Tony, what is the Kirks' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheKirks.
It is, and Kirks is spelled K-I-R-K-Z. Tony 2, Paulie B and Instep 1. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week.
Okay.
You get up to anything last week?
No, I don't think so. I can't really know.
I did.
Did you? What did you do?
Yeah. Thursday night, I drove an awful long way to perform to an audience of disinterested people in a village called Storrington in Sussex for a comic called Miles Crawford that was as good as I could make it, but it was a hell of a round trip, and I got stuck in a lot of traffic on the M25 and thought, this doesn't bode well for Friday, because it was about a 5.5 hour round trip. Friday, an Englishman, Irishman, and Scotsman went to Devon, Tony.
Okay.
Me, controversial comedy star David Whitley, and one of Ireland's finest, Robbie Bonham, set off in a car that took, oh my God, the journey took forever. I really don't want to go into a lot of detail about the whole thing. My phone's ringing, it's really important about the car. I'll take it on the... hang on, this could be quite funny. Hello. Yeah, hi. Yeah. Right. Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
I'm going to tack on the people, obviously. I bought it this morning. But I've got a car you can borrow if it helps.
Okay, thanks. Well, if it's all right, I'll phone you back tomorrow and we can sort it out.
Yes.
Okay, mate.
Okay, then.
All right, bye.
All right, thanks.
And so it goes on. Did you pick that up?
Only slightly. Something about the compression in the valve.
Yes, basically.
Got to watch that.
My car has been... I just thought I'd rather let you all know what happened there. My car has been with this garage now for over a month. After the engine blowing up on me on the M4, they went in. They bought a new engine for me, and it's quite clear they fitted it all. They've done everything. They've done the full service and MOT. The whole thing's come to over $2,000. And then I had the car for 15 minutes and something wasn't right about it. The engine light was on. I took it back to them. They said, oh, it's saying that one of the cylinders isn't quite right. And clearly there's a problem with the engine that someone else has sold them in good faith, that they've bought off them in good faith on my behalf, put into my engine. And what's annoying is I've just paid them for all the work and I don't have a car. So when he said it's not good news, I'm afraid, it's actually not good news for him. Because I'm not paying another fucking penny. So they can just sort out my car and I'll get it at some point. The fact he said there is a car I can borrow means I will have access to a car. But I've got access to a car at the moment because I've borrowed one anyway that they have clearly forgotten about. These things are sent to try me. Now that we've heard all that, let's just say all the information about what I did over the weekend is available on my blog. It's worth a read, this. It's a long story involving... three comics having a lot of fun in the southwest. My blog is Paulie Beat, PORLYBEE.blogspot.com. You've just heard my life in action and how crap it is. I'm very upset about it. So what I'm going to do is play the next track straight away. I'm devastated. Devastated. This is from Zombino and the Skeletones' excellent album, Out of the Crypt and Into Your Heart. Rather like my car, which is out of my heart and into the crypt by the fucking sounds of things. What I don't know is, Tony, what is Zombino and the Skeletones' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Zombino and the Skeletones.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie Beat in Internet 1. This is 0800 666. So I'm being in the Skeletones, Tony, 0800-666. Just buy that album if you haven't done already. Get everything they've ever done. Every time I see Zombie and the Skeletones on the list for this show, I just think, do you know what? It's going to be a good show.
True.
Because they just, I think they just brighten up this show with their excellence at all times. There we go. I was wondering, Tone, speaking of excellence, I've been a bit busy this week. I can't really remember everything about GoDaddy that I maybe should. I was wondering whether to the tune of Idiot by Vengeance of the Psychotic Man, or certainly the dub version of it, you could maybe tell me a bit about it.
I certainly could try. Let's see. GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website.
They don't fix cars as well, do they?
No.
Shame.
GoDaddy make it easy to build your site, though, with their website builders.
Website builders, can we fix it? Website builders, not if it's my fucking car.
Yeah. It's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, which you can...
You couldn't add a shopping cart to my car, it's being fixed at the moment.
Which you can secure with industry standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
This L's.
Can you use them to fix my car?
No.
Fuckers.
But it will protect your customers' details.
They don't need protecting, but my car does.
But the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY410, that's...
PUNKY410.
You can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY411, that's...
PUNKY411.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more, and why is that particularly good?
Because it might save me a bit of money so then I can get my car fixed.
Yeah, that is true. But also there is PUNKY412, that's...
PUNKY412.
Which will give you 30% off all .com domains. And also there are now three additional codes. Firstly, PUNKY20H1. That's...
PUNKY20H1.
And that will give you 20% off hosting plans. And secondly, there's PUNKY125. That's...
PUNKY125.
And that will give you 25% off orders of £65 or more. And finally, there's PUNKY SSL. That's... With that code, you can buy standard SSL certificates for just £12.99. So go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting needs.
That's all very well, Tony, but what are we going to do about my fucking car?
I don't know.
I should have held that the speaker on that phone right at the mic, shouldn't I? I thought the mic could pick it up. It might do when you come to. You might hear it, you might not. You might do. You might, yeah. It doesn't matter. I haven't got a very powerful phone. I certainly haven't got a very powerful bank balance. And I'm... Clearly, I haven't got a very powerful car.
For God's sake. No.
Dragon Tears, Two Tongue Talk.
Yeah.
That was Dragon Tears, Tony, and Two Tongue Talk. Dragon Tears being an offshoot band of Baby Woodrose. That's a little change in pace for you. That is a new release out on Bad Afro Records, and thanks to Lars for keeping this stuff coming through for us. I do really appreciate it, and I like anything to do with Scandinavia, and particularly Bad Afro Records. What do I know is, Tony, what is Dragon Tears MySpace page?
MySpace.com/DragonTearsBand?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/DragonTears2000. That's Dragon Tears 2000. Which makes it Tony 3, Paulie V and Internet 2.
Yeah, that's right, I think.
That's right, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is a dead 60 on the latest section. It's a great job. And there's this week, Tony, and also be aware they won't be here a lot longer. We are updating the beds at some point when I can get over my fucking car. Such a pain. And we should have a gig guide this week, but we haven't. Can you just remind people what they should be doing to get on Tony's
international gig guide? If you are in a band or and you have a gig to promote, or even if you have a gig in the area that you think people should just know about, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the venue name, who's playing, ticket prices, any kind of information like that, and I read them out. It can be anywhere in the world. It is international gig guide after all. So yeah, email me and I shall read them out. And I'll probably try and save them closer to the time of the gig, but email them whenever you like.
And there are some other things that people can do or should do or be able to do. Do you want to just run through iTunes with them, Tony? Is that right?
Yeah, so you can please do reviews at iTunes if you have an iTunes account. Easy way to do that is probably go to punkyradio.com. At the left is a iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up our music store page on iTunes where you can review us. You'll need to log in, as I say, but when you do, log in, review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. We are probably past due now reading some out, so we'll do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I haven't taken it for a while.
I haven't either. No.
Yeah, I will. Well, let's make sure we do that this week. Yeah. Hopefully, I'll have a couple of reviews to read out next week. Please, if you haven't already reviewed on iTunes, do it. It helps move us up the iTunes chart.
Yep.
Now, there's a couple of internet radio stations we asked them, and we haven't found out about Wicked Radio yet, have we?
Not yet, no.
But we're on The Cockroach, which is a talk station.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of talking, so we qualify for that. And if you just type in The Cockroach or Cockroach Radio into Facebook,
yeah, you'll find
it. That's the best way to get there, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then we are still on Hussy Skunk, HUSSIESKUNK.com, which is kind of a sort of ska punk station that carries ours and one or two other podcasts as well. Am I right?
Yep, I think we're on 3 times a week. That's how I checked.
Yeah, so maybe check that out. Now, No, they're not. I was going to say the last three songs are off a tie, but they're not. The last three songs are completely random, as you'd expect from Punky. Here comes the sixth one right now. This is a band called Radio Saigon, Tony. This has come through from Manila PR. But this week, what I want to know is, what is Radio Saigon's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Radio Saigon?
It is indeed. Ah. Tony 4, probably the internet too. Looking, you might have won this one this week, mate. Could be a bit of a thrashing. I've never heard this song before.
Okay.
And that's very unusual for me. I only do check everything through, but I just forgot. So when you listen to this up there in Radio Land, that's at exactly the same time I'm going to. Let's see what we think about it. Cool. This is Another Time.
Chases you and down. Do you mean it every time? A million on and now. Yeah, kiss me good and knees another time, if you please. loud and hits the ground. Over walls there's you cower with a peculiar sound. That's what I remember now, just some fun and painted red. I smile with a headache, risking all my x-ray bed. Yeah, kiss me good when I'm released another time, if you please.
Radio Saigon was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Indeed. You're listening to Dr. Slaggerbury underneath us right now. I think he's doing such a great job on the bez this week, my friend. I'll find out some more about Radio Saigon. I'm sorry. It's one of these things that is just... they just managed to slip through my net this week. May even try and play another track of theirs next week when I have proper information. My apologies to Radio Saigon, but well done. Nice tune, etc. Right. I'd like to tell you what I'm doing this weekend, Tony.
Okay.
Between now and Friday, I'm going to be crying about my car.
Fair enough.
Then Friday, I do my comedy gig in Hitchin, returns, featuring Scottish comedian Parrot and US comic Dave Fulton, who's a bit of a steal. He's absolutely brilliant. I'm going to have the same two acts on Saturday night as well. Both shows feature after-show parties. The Hitchin show is at Woodside Hall. In Woodside Car Park in Hitchin, and the lecture show is at Letchworth Arts Centre on Lays Avenue in Letchworth. You can find out more about both of them on lastminutecomedy.com. They both feature places I'll be going afterwards. Friday night after the show in Hitchin, not only is it another night in Chic Bar, but Roch is actually doing a full-on Shake Your Hips night in there, which will be brilliant. So even if you can't make it to the comedy, do try and come down to that afterwards. It will be a right laugh, and I'll have comedians in tow. Oh dear. Saturday night we'll be going round the Arena Tavern after the gig, no doubt for me to get really quite leathered. And then we'll be making Punky on Sunday.
Yes,
because you're all thinking of going away for the week.
Yeah, we're considering going to just away for a week, somewhere we haven't been before, so possibly at the minute Wales. It might change by next week, but that's our current plan.
If you're listening and you're in Wales and you've got a couple of ideas of where Tony could go, why not email Tony at punkyradio.com with some ideals for his Welsh trip?
That'd be great. Yeah,
not a bad idea, is it?
Not a bad idea.
So we'll put the show up Sunday night.
Yeah, well, it can still go up Monday night. I can time it.
Oh yeah, you've got magic, haven't you?
There is magic.
Right. It should go up Monday, but we are just... We're thinking of starting making the show on Tuesdays, aren't we?
Yeah, so we'll go Tuesday evening.
So get used to it maybe showing up a day later than it had done previously. I just seem to have got a lot of Monday commitments, and it sort of suits you all right, doesn't it? Because the dancing never took off.
No, so it can be either, really.
Yeah. Yeah. So if things are a little erratic over the next few weeks, I do apologise. We'll get back into the swing of it fairly soon, but you're still going to get a show a week. We guarantee it. Another thing I guarantee, Tony, is that we're now about to play a song by The Royal Heist. This is My Enemy.
second to remember that night. Standing eye to eye, toe to toe, every word that came from in your feeble mind. When minutes and hours go by so slow, maybe you, but I don't need this right now. So sick of the ups and downs, the song is sung and I've begun to think it might be time to throw the wind in the towel. You may think that you can break me and knock me down, but I'll be right up again. When push becomes a shove, we go another round. Genders, they collide. No time to be polite. Oh no, used to be our defender, and I would protect it with all my might. And so, with no regrets, I stood so proud. Look at the picture now. My head is hung and I've begun to think it's finally time to renounce this vow. You may think that you can break me and knock me down, but I'll be right up again. When push becomes a shove, we go another round. I've been fooled, I've been betrayed. This is the last time I'll ever say you can disrespect me and black my eye, and I'll walk away from my own lies. No more breath. Stop the show, your colors are revealed. I gave all I had inside of me, and now you become my enemy. How could all come from what fell right?
Tony, they're from New York City. Played a couple of tracks by there in the past. It's got a glam rock deal going on there. I like them. If you want to find out more about them, you probably want to go to their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/TheRoyalHeist.
It is. It's Tony Five, poorly being internet too. This is turning into the kind of thrashing I dealt to you last week. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Although they may also be biting the dust pretty soon in our quest for new beds. I wonder. A question I have for you, my friend.
Huh?
Have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you for all your nominations. I need more, quite frankly. It's running very, very dry again. And itchy. So please do email me, Tony at...
Itchy as well.
Yeah. Lord. TonyPunkRadio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Please do email those through as soon as possible. Thank you very much. And this is one from Scott. It came through yesterday, I think. He says, evening all. Mike is a twat is quite close to home, but what the chuff. This is about Scott, somebody quite close to my heart. He found a podcast 4 and a bit years ago and was instantly impressed. It became a permanent fixture at Shea Smacktards until one fine summer's day he met a cum smuggler. And like all males, he allowed his mighty berserker to rule his head and consequently disregarded Punky.
It was a succubus, wasn't it?
Yeah.
not getting the updated podcasts, just making do with the 70 odd shows he had on his iPod. Then, like a bolt out of the blue, he started listening again and updating his punkies. It has taken him an age to catch up and start going to gigs again. So even though this isn't your usual type of visitor app, I'd like to propose Scott for visitor app, simply the missing punky for so long, and listen to his birds music before coming home to punk. Peace, me, Scott. So he's twatting himself.
I think he's justified.
I think so.
It's inexcusable. I don't think women should come between you and punky.
Nope.
I think women should come during you and punky. I think you should be making love to your lady to the tunes of Us. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, go for it, mate. You have it.
Okay, well, so Scott Harris from we don't know where, somewhere in the world.
Why do we know where?
He didn't say.
Oh, he's a double twat. We're going to have to call him he's a double twat then, all right?
Okay. Yeah. So Scott Harris from somewhere in the ether
is a double twat. Scott, you know the rules, mate.
Yeah.
Listen to Punky every week and provide us with the right information. Perhaps you'd like to just remind people of how they do that, Tony.
Yep, so email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Simple as that. Email me now. Thank you.
My fucking car's a twat.
Yes, it is.
Bastard. I'm very upset about it. Anyway, one thing I'm not about upset about, Tony, is Japan Files.
Ah, okay.
I love Japan Files. Absolutely brilliant. If you haven't been there before now, do go to japanfiles.com. Every form of alternative Japanese music will be found there on. Lots of really brilliant stuff. We probably average playing a Japan Files song about once a fortnight, I reckon. I reckon it's about once a fortnight we play one. We've got an excellent deal with them whereby they let us download what we want, and every time I find something good, it gets played. This week is no exception. We've gone this week for a punk band within Japan Files called Droog that I'm pretty sure we haven't played before. What I know is, what is Droog's Japan Files page?
japanfiles.com/Droog.
It's that straightforward. It's Tony Six, probably the internet too. Most of the bands on Japan Files don't bother with MySpace accounts. If they do, they don't use them. Right. So do check them out on Japan Files instead. What's nice about it is that you can have a listen to a section of every single song on there. So what is quite fun to do, they're that cheap, is rather than download an album, just have a look round and just make yourself a compilation album of really crazy stuff, which will impress your friends. I've done that myself.
Oh, okay.
And it's very entertaining. And make sure you check out the crazy big band ska sound of Asakusa Jinta. But never mind that right now, because this is Drew. This is Jinroi.
Come on.
been a funny old show, hasn't it, Tane?
Yeah.
I don't normally take a phone call concerning my car during it. Just one of those things, I guess. I am depressed about that. At some point, it's just going to go. I know that there's a lot worse things in the world, but they're not happening to me right now, and that is all-consuming. Thank you very much for listening. As I say, some things that we would really like you to do this week. First of all, if you can fix my car, that'd be really appreciated. Failing that, do make sure you get your twats into Tony. You know how to do that. Make sure you get your votes into Podcast Alley. You know how to do that. Make sure that you get your iTunes reviews, and if you haven't done already, you know how to do that. Make sure if you get the chance to come on to my comedy shows this weekend, you do. They're in Hitchin and Letchworth in Hertfordshire this weekend. For more information, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. We'll be back with all the usual features and things next week. Have you got anything final to say here, Tom?
Don't think so. No, nothing. No, that's it. That's it.
Well, thanks for your input this week, Tony.
That's all right.
thank you all very much for listening. We should be in a slightly better mood next week. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog. Apoog.